When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The following podcast has been rated listener MA. It contains strong language, violence, adult situations, nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Laughing on the Sidelines podcast. I'm your host. My name is Scotty Gurman, a.k.a. Scooter McFuckstick. And alongside me, as usual, I have two excellent stand-up comedians. First, the 1984 Kingman County T-Ball Defensive Player of the Year Award winner, Mr. Jeremy Joseph.
Scotty, do you...
Yeah.
Your fans showed up tonight.
Yeah, they did. They did. I got a big fan group. Scotty, do you practice sounding like an asshole?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
It really shows.
I thought it was natural. Yeah.
You just sound more and more obnoxious each and every time you speak.
Oh, okay. That's fine. And I'm okay with it. I actually enjoy it. It's something I just got to live with because that's who I am.
Jay. Know this, none of the rest of us do.
Okay. All right. Go kill yourself. And also, we
that's not nice, you dick. See, this is the shit I'm talking about. This right here.
And we also have another guest who's my brother, Fred Freighton.
Freighton again.
Freighton yeah. again.
Here.
Had a great show last week. We forgot to say, Jerry.
Man,
Derek, I'm just
you know that guy who's not even on the fucking show, Jarek.
Yeah, Derek's taking a couple of weeks. Hopefully, he's back next week, but he's taking some time for himself and he needs it. You know,
yep.
He's a busy guy. But we got a great show for all of you guys this week. We've got a lot of sports that happened over the last week, and I got to watch all of it. It was great.
Okay,
right?
Yeah. I didn't watch shit.
You didn't?
Well, I guess I watched the Chiefs game.
Yeah, you did watch the Chiefs game. So you can have some really, really, you know, like good, you know,
analytics. Oh, you expect me to remember what the fuck happened?
Maybe.
No.
Shit. Well, whatever. But then we also have, you know, the questions, the preguntas, the overrated, underrated, as usual. But before we get on to this week's great and amazing episode, let's talk about our weeks, gentlemen. So last week we started off with Fred. Let's do it again. Fred, how was your week, bro?
You know, besides working, it was a good week.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't get past that. I'm over this fall bullshit. I want the weather to adjust either to winter or summer.
Mm-hmm.
Make up your mind.
Yep.
Other than that, this weekend I did go, Disney Plus Day, watch a surprise movie, and it ended up being,
Rogue One.
Thank you for
you're
hearing my stories.
I pay attention to your shit, you know?
So, of course, I started watching Star Wars all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Loving that.
Really?
And then...
Okay, hold on. Before we get too far, all three of us here now are Star Wars fans, right?
Yeah.
What is the...
Less and less every day, but yeah.
Okay, fine. What is the correct order to watch Star Wars in? Do you start at A New Hope? Or do you start at episode one?
It depends. Are you a first-time watcher or someone that's never heard of Star Wars?
No, let's say if you've never gotten into Star Wars, where do you start?
In my opinion?
Yeah.
Episode one. That way you can go through the disappointment right away.
Correct.
And then you can enjoy yourself.
Okay.
Because, you know, between... Let's see, it would be episode three, then Rogue One, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
And then A New Hope and
correct
Empire and Return.
Return.
And then the last three, you just throw in the fucking garbage. you just don't even, you stop at Teddy Bear Picnic and
go about your day.
Yeah.
I've never heard it called that. That's pretty good. I like that, Jeremy. Teddy Bear Picnic. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's pretty good. Do you think the same thing there, Fred?
Yeah, I mean, if you've not gotten into Star Wars and you haven't seen the originals, yes, start at episode one. It's, for some reason, that's my girlfriend's favorite. It's episode one, I think, just because Hayden's in it.
Yeah, and who's an awful actor, by the way. Yeah, he's bad.
So,
and go ahead and accept some things aren't going to make sense, like why all the technology has gone down.
Exactly.
As the movies progress.
Oh, God, I hated those movies for that fact.
Yeah. No, I disagree. I think you go in the way that it was made. I think that you watch A New Hope first and then go back through. That's my opinion. Yeah. But anyway.
We'll try it out.
Yeah, continue on your week there, Fred.
Yeah, so then Saturday we went to Kansas City, had a wedding up there. One of our friends.
Did the guy go through with it?
He did, and so, yeah, funny story about the guy is he's been in the Army, and...
Oh, happy Veterans Month.
Yeah, yeah. Our friend, we've known her for years and years and years, and they've been dating for 2 years, and since he was in the Army, we never got to meet him. Mm. And every time he'd come to town, we were out of town, or he got called out, or something came up. So we go to this wedding thinking there's not going to be a real guy there.
Oh.
We did not know he existed. There was no physical proof of him.
Okay, all right.
And we found out he is real. Indeed, and he was not held against his will, so.
He must be like total special forces. There's no evidence of him ever existing.
Right.
I'm guessing.
In fact, he's actually just like the reanimated corpse of somebody who was killed in battle, and now he's got cybernetic shit put into his fucking skin.
Totally.
Well, fuck, now I want to get his phone number.
Yeah, for sure.
You don't have his phone number?
No, I know.
You got his wife's phone number, right?
Yeah.
Well, she probably knows how to get a hold of him.
Yeah.
Oh. She should.
Okay.
Unless he can, like, does he got, like, a cloaking device?
I don't know. He's a robot. He might.
Robot.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's about it.
No, come on, bro.
Oh, okay. Yeah, then yesterday I was going to leave it to you.
Oh, okay. All right. I can take care of it. I can take care of that. That's fine. My week was awesome. I had an excellent week. I had an excellent weekend. I got to watch a new show. It's been out for forever on Netflix.
I've told you about it for years.
I know, and I've been stubborn because I was like, no, I don't really want to watch it. But it's pretty good. It's pretty fucking good.
What is it?
Peaky Blinders.
Oh, yeah. I've watched that.
It's great show. Awesome. It's a great show. It's like Sons of Anarchy, only not as gory.
You would never guess, though, from the title of it, because the title sounds like a kid's show.
It does.
Yeah.
It's a fucking vicious.
It is.
They're fucking savages.
Oh, totally. And I love it.
Yeah.
Fucking love it.
What do you think of that Cillian Murphy? You like him?
Which one is that?
He's the main guy.
Oh. Oh, the guy who played
Scarecrow.
Oh, the actor? I think he's great.
Oh, he does amazing work.
Great. He looks like he's dead, though, like all the time.
He played Scarecrow in the Batman Begins.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it. I like his character the best, though.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
I have heard women say that he is just gorgeous. I don't get that at all. He's fucking weird looking, in my opinion.
He's got blue eyes, bro.
So do I.
I know.
They don't swoon over me.
Do you have blue eyes there, Fred?
There.
I don't know. Are they fucking blue?
Yeah,
they
kind
of. I think we all three have blue eyes.
Look at
us. We're changing the show name.
Oh, look at us.
I mean, yeah, women are always pawing at my cock.
Exactly. You know, that's blue, too.
We're the Aryan race. But anyways, I did that. We ran out of firewood, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm getting, like, all into these Alaskan shows for survival and stuff like that. I've been watching a show on history called Alone, where it's about like 12 people that go and survive all by themselves. And so I'm like, I'm going to go out and cut my own firewood.
Tell me you just took an axe. Please.
No
chainsaw.
I did take a chainsaw. I looked for a heavily wooded area on my Google Maps near me that I didn't think anybody would get. No, I'm just kidding. I went up north and bought it from a firewood place.
Okay.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure you don't own a fucking chainsaw.
I did, and then I broke it. Surprisingly enough, I'm the only one who could break a fucking
chainsaw. How the fuck do you break a chainsaw?
Didn't oil it enough. That's a long story. But so I did. I went and got new firewood, but then...
You know, they're two-stroke.
Yeah.
One, two.
Got to put oil in the gas.
Oh. Whoops.
Probably should have done that.
No. The other thing is we got a whole bunch of brand new equipment that I'm still figuring out. So if I sound like shit or we sound like shit, it's because I'm still trying to figure it out. I'll figure it out eventually, though. But that was my week. So, Jeremy.
Okay. I started watching the new season of Lock and Key.
Okay,
Netflix.
Don't fucking spoil anything. I like that show. My wife doesn't.
I started watching it.
Okay.
I'm not very far into it.
Okay, like season one or season two?
Two.
So a new one?
Yeah.
Okay, don't
I watched anything. The first season.
And you, what'd you think?
Okay.
It was
an intriguing enough storyline to go back.
It was a new idea. That's why.
Yeah, it's kind of not quite horror, but it's not a kid show either.
No. Kind of creepy.
That's the only two categories I have: horror movies and kid shows. That's as far as I know.
Good combination.
They're pretty close. That would make the Oscars so and the Emmys so much simpler.
Mm-hmm.
Best horror movie, best kid show. That's it. So I started that. I built a bunch of little platform tables and shit.
You would
for Christmas trees to sit on. I have not spray painted them yet, but I will. So that's what I did. And then, if I had to run down a list of the most useless things in my life, number one, Scotty. Number two, my Bowflex. Yeah. So it was taking up a whole bunch of room where my wife wants to put more Christmas trees. And so guess what went up on Facebook Marketplace?
Nice.
Gone already?
Damn. Oh, yeah.
That thing was gone in minutes.
I apparently priced things to sell. And this was on Saturday evening. And apparently nobody has... Saturday evenings are when all trucks disappear. Everybody wanted it, but they couldn't get it till tomorrow and would not understand that I cannot hold this thing. The one guy who said, okay, he said, I can come get it on Monday. That's when I get paid. I said, I'm not holding it. If it's still here on Monday, yeah, you can have it. He said, okay, I'm going to find a ride and I'm going to come get it. I go, you know, this needs a truck, right? You can't just some asshole with a car. And within 30 seconds, I need the address. I got my ride here. Really? What the fuck? This should be a lesson to everybody. Look at the profile of the person who has messaged you. I looked it up. This guy was coming from, I don't want to give the name of the place, a halfway house.
Oh, no.
Apparently a convict. This is like a rehab facility.
You can't make any normal transactions online.
No, I cannot.
God.
This guy got so insistent. I told him what part of town I live in. And I even gave him the intersection that I was closest to. Look, my friend needs to know exactly how long it's going to take to get there. I'm not just going to have him driving directionless. I told you exactly what direction to go, you fucking asshole. And so this is the first time I think that I've ever just gone, you know what? I'm going to pass on you.
Oh, your money ain't good here.
No, it was $50.
Oh, Jesus.
This is all that I put it up for. I got it for free.
So? Bowflexes are expensive, dude.
This is the older one.
Oh. It's still expensive.
Yeah, they're not cheap, but I more wanted it out of the fucking house. And I had all kinds of... One guy insisted. He goes, I'll take it if you throw in the mat that it's sitting on and the wall hanger. I have those Rubbermaid Fast Track deals.
No.
That with... The two of them that I had with the accessories are $50.
Yeah.
I'm like, no. No, that's not part of the deal. Okay, well, I'll be by at 1 o'clock tomorrow to get it. If it's still here, yeah.
Yeah.
He could not understand that I am not going to hold it for this asshole. And so, finally, some people are like, we could come tonight. Come. I don't want to have to deal with any of these assholes tomorrow. And they came and it was fairly late at night, but they came, picked it up, and it was a seamless transaction. But boy, getting there. I'm not the kind who's just going to pass judgment on everybody, but that's exactly the kind of person I am. And there is a lot of white trash in this world. I'm just saying.
Yes, there is.
Some people would put me in that category.
That's right.
I would put you in that category, uh-huh. Scotty.
100%. I'm the Walmart version of Fred Durst.
But believe it or not, I would rather deal with you 100 times over
than
some of these fucking assholes.
Wow, that's impressive. That's
yeah.
First compliment I've heard.
Oh, that's not a compliment.
Oh,
that's an ultimatum is what that is. I'll settle. I would settle for you, Scotty.
I will take it as a compliment, Jeremy.
You don't have to.
Yeah. When you get when you get Scotty new toys, he likes pushing buttons.
That should be over here by now.
But anyways.
There's no way you're not going to fuck that up.
Oh, I guarantee you I will. But guys, we've got a huge episode this week. A lot of stuff happened over the last week in sports. But before we get to that, we got to talk about our great sponsor that helps us keep our nuts clean. Right?
Who's that?
Manscaped.com.
Oh, same as last week.
Same
oh,
one.
Oh, they're I'll be goddamn. Around.
There is a pending.
I cannot believe they haven't dropped us.
I can't either. I can't either. But you know what?
There's no way we're selling that many nut shavers.
Have you heard us do the ad?
No, I don't listen to this fucking show.
See,
I tend to tune you out.
Oh, well, you know. We do excellent ads for Manscaped.com.
We do. I do
they're
the best.
They're the most realistic ads. That's they're actually
they're the truthful ads.
They're the truthful ones. They're not the bullshit ones that says, you know, holds up the product and says, this is the most amazing thing in the entire world. It's like, no, be careful. It may blind you if you have the 3.0. You got to get the 4.0 so you can dim the light.
Okay.
All right. The other thing is, you know, it has a docking station. We talk about docking on this show.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
That's where you put your penis into the foreskin.
Of your best friend.
That's the thing about the Lawnmower 4.0. It is uncircumcised.
And you don't want to do that if your dick and balls are hairy.
No.
Doesn't get the right amount of suction.
Right. And if there's a cord on it, you don't want that.
No, you don't.
You just want it to be wireless docking.
That's a robot.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You might be losing sponsors now.
No, probably. We do have a great sponsor, Manscaped.com. They do have a whole bunch of products to help help you groom yourself, basically, not just from nut to butt, hole to pole, bush to tush. They've got other products that help you keep it, you know, smelling nice down there. You gotta love that deodorant, the ball deodorant. That's some good stuff.
Thank God I'm wearing that and the toner, because I didn't realize you were going to keep it like a fucking convection oven in this house. Jesus Christ.
Well, the children were bad, so we're turning up the heat.
Fuck yeah. Sweat them out.
So
that's how you deal with disobedient children.
That's right. But they also have the toner, which is also nice. Okay. Makes Jeremy, whenever he shaves his nuts, he puts the toner on, he stretches out his foreskin, and he can make that noise with the, you know, the same, whatever you call it.
It soothes the razor burn.
Yeah, exactly. But my favorite product that they make.
I like standing in front of the mirror and doing the Kevin Arnold with my balls.
I love it. I like the Batman. Batman's best.
That's different.
Oh, okay.
That's a whole different thing.
Fine. But I do the Batman in that voice.
Speaking of Killian Murphy. There we go. Yeah. It all comes full circle.
Full circle. But they also have my favorite product other than the Lawnmower 4.0. I love the Weed Whacker. The Weed Whacker gets all of the hair out of your nose. Those are the most annoying fucking things on the face of this planet. And I mean, as far as minor conveniences goes, that's number one.
You never sold anything on Facebook Marketplace, but go ahead.
True. But they do have other products. They have the manicure kit. They've got the tool shed to keep everything in. They've just got tons of stuff. They got the cologne, which I do have a bottle of that on its way. My wrists still stink right now. But their cologne is called Refined. It actually really is excellent smelling cologne. It's awesome. But you should check them out at manscaped.com. Anything that you purchase, use the promo code SIDELINES. Get 20% off your order and free shipping. That helps us out. That helps you out. And it lets Manscaped know that we're doing our job. So we do sincerely. We do sincerely appreciate them and you guys for purchasing anything from manscaped.com. Go check them out. Okay, Fred.
I'll be back.
Yeah. You want to go get a beer? No, but seriously, there are some things in here that you can talk about. First things first, yes, we understand the NBA is going on. We really don't give a shit. College basketball is going on, and the good games have started. So we're going to move right into it. We had college football over this last week. There obviously were some great games that we got to watch. Did K-State win?
Yes, they did.
Okay, good.
They're on a tear. Four-game win streak.
Four-game. Who'd they beat?
They beat... somebody.
Yeah.
Who the fuck did they play?
Doesn't fucking
West Virginia.
Matter.
West Virginia.
Doesn't fucking matter, Jamie.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. It was West Virginia. That's right. And I think majority of us just in our area, we like to talk about the Big 12. Yes, we understand that Georgia and the SEC is number one. I think Alabama is number two right now. My question is, after this week, there's, I believe, only, I think, three undefeated NCAA football teams. One that nobody's heard of. Actually, I want to say it's like fucking Delaware. No, it's not Delaware.
They're Division Two or 1AA.
Whatever. But the one is Georgia, right?
Okay.
And one is the Cincinnati Bearcats out of the American.
Yeah.
Do they, if they win out, if they go undefeated, do they make it to the college football playoff?
They were talking during the K-State game, and the way this bullshit fucking committee looks at things, they're more interested in how teams look than what their records are. And I think that that's absolute bullshit.
I do.
You are basically telling the lower level teams that no matter how good you do, you still can't win the championship.
Correct.
And I think that's horseshit.
I do too.
If they finish the season undefeated, it will be a crime if they keep them out of the playoffs, though they'll probably get smoked in the playoffs.
I agree, but that's but they've earned their right. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's my point as well.
It is so hard, even in a shit conference with a good team, it is so hard to go undefeated throughout the course of a season, to never have anything go wrong.
Yep. Big upsets. I don't say big upsets, but OU got beat at Baylor. So that is probably, I'm going to go ahead and say that means that the Big 12 probably is not going to be in the college football playoff this year.
That was their only shot.
I agree.
I'm a little surprised. I have noticed with OU games that I've seen that the refs are kind of protecting them, trying to get a Big 12 team in there. But
I don't know.
It was going to be a situation just like every year. OU was going to get there and then get beat by an SEC team right away, and it was just going to be
over. Hey, Jeremy, get your microphone on, or get your...
Don't tell me what the fuck to do, Scotty. I'm going to do this of my own accord.
There you go. There you go. You got it.
All right.
But the other one...
I don't fucking work for you.
The big one, though, was obviously KU beating Texas at Texas.
Again. This is like second time in 3 years that second time in 4 years. I believe KU's last two Big 12 wins have been over Texas.
Oh, really?
Traditional national powerhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Multi-time national championship program, Texas.
Yeah.
The Longhorns. Not Texas Christian. Mm-mm. Not North Texas.
No.
University of fucking Texas, Hook'em Horns, all that shit. Beaten by KU for their last two Big 12 wins.
There you go.
I know that the coach for Texas is in his first year. These aren't necessarily his guys, his recruits.
Mm-hmm.
But as bad as they have been this year, they should have had good enough guys to... I don't think they're going to get to a bowl game.
Who, Texas?
Yeah.
They've
lost like four games, five games.
Yeah, they're not doing very good. They're not doing very good. I still think they're going to make a bowl game, but it's going to be...
It's going to be barely. I mean, it's not going to be a good bowl. When they should have finished... probably second in the Big 12 with the talent that they had. They were preseason or at the beginning of the season and a top 10 team.
Yeah, they're definitely, I think they're going to make a bowl, but it's going to be the refrigerator magnet bowl or something like that.
Probably.
Yeah, it's just not going to be anything special. And they'll probably get beat in that game too. So
without a doubt.
Yeah.
Probably by a shit school.
Yeah, but KU fans, congratulations, but don't let it go to your fucking
head. Still got to play K-State. They've still got to play some other teams. So, they're going to lose at least a couple of those games.
Those other guys.
Yeah.
They got to play Fred on the weekend. He's going to build a flag football team that's going to take them on, you know?
Are you really?
Yeah. I'm just going to try. I got to find the flags first.
That is the hardest part of forming any flag football team.
Exactly.
It's not the players, it's the flags.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. All right. But let's move on from the college football, because Yeah, who cares? Let's move on to the fun stuff. The fun stuff. The NFL Week 10 is almost in the books. As we're recording, it's actually on a Monday, so we are watching Monday Night Football.
I cannot fucking believe it's Week 10 already.
Yeah, I know. This season's over halfway over.
I know.
What the fuck? I don't like it.
I don't either.
I want it to go slower.
Should go year-round.
I agree.
These guys don't get days off. Fuck them.
Week 63.
It should be like the basketball playoffs.
Yes, it should. There's going to be, I swear at that point, there's just going to be people like playing football on crutches and wheelchairs and shit.
Imagine once London gets a team.
Oh, God. Oh, God. But anyways, week 10, as far as the news goes, I just want to throw it out there that Scotty called it. That's right. This guy. I flat out said that Sam Darnold doesn't need to be a quarterback for the Carolina Panthers. So the Carolina Panthers created an injury so Sam Darnold can't play quarterback. It was almost like an excuse. Mm-hmm. So he doesn't play quarterback. It's a fake injury. He's perfectly fine. He's just going to sit on the sidelines because he sucks so bad. And then they go after none other than Cam Newton. Brought him back.
Mm-hmm. This just goes to prove a longstanding theory that I've had. You say enough stuff, eventually you'll get something right. yeah. Congratulations, Scotty. That they went with the obvious pick of the best of what's left.
Hey, I don't know. He looked good for what it's worth. First game back, I think he threw a touchdown pass and he did the Cam Newton thing. He ran a touchdown in, mm-hmm. and then screamed, "I'm back," but he sounded like that goat from that meme. The
yeah,
that goat. The Taylor Swift song sounded just like him. It is incredible.
Okay, well, I hope he remembers that come next week when he throws four picks and gets fucking lit up.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's still Cam Newton.
I'm hoping. I'm being positive. I'm really being positive. But anyways, moving on from that,
Pick him up on your fantasy team.
I tried.
Really?
Somebody else got him.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
There was a fucking fire sale on Cam Newton, huh?
You should see my backups, buddy. I'd rather not.
I don't want to see
anything. I have Kyler Murray. He's been hurt for 2 weeks, so fuck my life.
What a piece of shit quarterback he is. I've watched that fucking game or parts of it. That fucker did nothing but stand around on the sidelines.
Yeah.
What a fucking worthless ass. Get in the game, pussy.
He's hurt. He's fucking hurt.
No, he ain't. He's fucking faking.
Come on, baby. Come on, baby. We're obviously watching Monday Night Football right now, and there are some serious fantasy football implications that are happening.
I thought you were just constipated.
No, no, no.
That's what that looked like.
I legitimately have a snowball's chance in hell, and it's looking okay as of right now. But anyways, moving on. This is the blowout week. Week 10 was blowout week.
Mm-hmm.
There were several blowouts. First of all, the Patriots against the Browns. Patriots fucking smoked them.
Yeah.
Cowboys smoked the Falcons. First of all, Cowboy fans. I've seen so many memes of this shit after a Monday, obviously, and so I'm seeing all these fucking weed and boys shit. You beat the fucking Falcons at home. Calm the fuck down.
They beat the dog shit out of the Falcons.
I get it. You got smoked by the Broncos, who ended up getting beat by the Eagles this week. You need to chill. Whenever you're in the fucking NFC Championship game, then you can fucking do the weed and boys thing again. Okay, that's my piece.
They're going to be up against it next week.
The Chiefs. We'll get to that in a little bit.
I'd like to get to it now.
Okay, well, fine, go.
No, okay. Go ahead. All right. You fucking run your show.
Bills smoked the Jets.
I'm just a guest.
Panthers smoked the Cardinals. Chiefs smoked the Raiders. Those were all the blowouts.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
That Patriots-Browns game.
Uh-huh.
Does that put Mac Jones front runner for rookie of the year?
Yes.
I thought so too.
100%.
Just the turnaround from last year to this year with him as quarterback. I mean, they're going to make the playoffs this year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, who is he going to go up against? Trevor Lawrence?
I don't know, Scott.
So I'm just saying.
I really don't know.
So, no. But
you asked me that like I had any knowledge of anybody.
Yeah, I know.
But he's been probably the biggest surprise of any rookies this year.
Man, they look good. And yeah. We'll get to that.
They were just doing whatever the fuck they wanted to against a pretty good defense.
Yeah, we'll get to that in real shit or horse shit too. But I did want to talk a little bit about the Chiefs game, the Chiefs and Raiders game. Clayton watched it with us whether or not he paid attention is
completely. I mean, I was making a Christmas shopping list while the game was going on.
Yeah, so it was there.
Was a Chiefs victory on that list?
Yeah.
No. Negative.
Darn. DeSean Jackson ended up leaving the Los Angeles Rams, going to Las Vegas, gets his first catch. Did you see this catch?
I did. It was a nice catch and a poor run after.
What the fuck was he doing?
Well, he got turned around. You could tell that.
He almost looked like he was getting ready to start running the other direction.
Yeah, well, Scotty, I mean, it's a field he's not used to. He doesn't know which direction to go.
Oh,
all football fields are different, man.
The internal compass was off. You got to get yourself
oriented. But then, the Chiefs player put a fucking perfect punch right on the ball.
Sure shit did. Fumble Rooski on that one. Chiefs end up smoking them, and we'll get to real shit or horse shit in a second. More news. Head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Bruce Arians, said, and I quote, "We're a very dumb football team," after Washington football team beats the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Beat them handily.
They beat them by 10. It was the score is a lot further away than what the actual game was.
Yeah.
Tom Brady kept him in that game even after he threw, like, I think it was either two or even three interceptions. There was quite a few turnovers in that game.
Right, but who didn't see the fucking football team getting their ass stomped? I mean, that's the way it should have been.
I didn't necessarily. The whole idea when you have these players, these offenses, these quarterbacks that are superstars, how do you beat them? You keep them off the fucking field. And guess what? That's exactly what the football team did. They ran it down their throat, and Antonio Gibson was gaining yards. So just keep on feeding that motherfucker, getting first down after first down and keeping Tom Brady and the offense off the field.
That's not how I beat him.
How'd you beat him?
I bring a ball bat out on the field with me.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Just start swinging away.
Do some centaur
shit. It's a penalty. It's 15 yards, but it's well worth it.
Yeah, you take out enough of them. It's mm-hmm. okay. It's okay.
I start with Antonio Brown, and then I keep on Antonio Brown.
He's already concussed.
Yeah, you're welcome. That's what that fucker needed, was another concussion.
Add on to it, motherfucker.
Boy, there's no doubt he takes his life before the end of the season.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he went there, folks.
Uh-huh. I'm just saying, the man's had more fucking concussions than, I don't know, who's somebody who's had a lot of concussions.
Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
There you go.
Him, too.
He's going to take his life by the end of the year, too.
Probably.
Yeah.
I think so. We'll see him. How do you think he does it? Do you think he slits his wrist?
No. No, he shake too much. He messed it all up. Yeah. But oh God, that's so dark. All right, moving
really
on.
Is. Yeah. He always seemed nervous toward the end of his life. You know?
That's so terrible.
And I love Muhammad Ali.
I love Muhammad Ali too. DK Metcalf gets ejected after grabbing the face mask of another player trying to start a fight against the Green Bay Packers. Now, this was all out of frustration.
Yeah.
That's all.
Motherfucker, you're on my fantasy team.
Yep.
And you couldn't even stay in the full fucking game, you prick.
He was frustrated because he couldn't score Jeremy any points, because this is the first game for Russell Wilson to be back after his finger injury, and it didn't look good.
I'm going to say that this may have been the most lackluster game of the week.
Yeah, it was.
Especially for what it was built up to be.
Yeah, Russell Wilson said, they just couldn't capitalize, but they could move the ball. Did they move the ball very well?
I didn't really watch much of the game, but it sure didn't seem like it. Certainly not through Metcalf.
The answer is no, Jeremy.
Okay.
Yeah. So sorry, I don't have
fucking red zone.
Yeah, you should get it. It's some good shit.
I don't want it.
You should.
I love how you watch that on your cable TV, wanting to be a survivalist.
If I chop
my own firewood and watch cable.
I said I went and bought my firewood, okay?
Uh-huh.
But no, seriously, if I go off grid, I'm not taking cable with me. I'm forgetting everything.
Well, yeah, they'll send you a bill and you got to give them your address for that. Yeah,
and you're like, fuck.
You literally cannot have cable if you're off the grid.
Moving on, next one. Tennessee Titans, man, they just find a fucking way to win. That was a struggling game to watch.
Yeah.
Against the Saints.
Yeah.
If they just fucking find a way to win.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be pretty. All that matters is there's a W at the end of that game. And so kudos to him. Really. Good for him.
Are you done sucking their dick, Scotty? Jesus no,
they
Christ.
Have a, they have an excellent defense, like I've always said. And
fuck you. I want that TikTok put up.
I've been saying it for weeks. Their defense is stellar. But no, good job, Tennessee Titans. And last but not least, the Detroit Lions didn't lose.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't win either.
They got half a win.
Didn't have a win. Them and the Pittsburgh Steelers were legitimately fighting over who could lose this fucking game.
That was a painful overtime to watch.
Holy shit.
The fucking momentum swings. And I mean, the Lions had it sealed up and they couldn't fucking block the fucking pass rush or the kick rushers. What do you call those guys? The guys who fucking rush in from the side kick to block
blockers.
The kick.
Blockers. Yeah. Rushers. It doesn't fucking matter. The same thing. Just block the kick.
That's, I think we need to come up with a new name for those guys.
Okay. You want to make a new name?
Yeah.
Renegades. No?
No.
Okay.
Shit plungers.
Okay.
Let's call them that.
Okay. We'll go with that.
All right.
Shit plungers didn't capitalize. But here's the thing. Obviously, you had Ben Roethlisberger out because of his COVID-19 situation.
Uh-huh.
You know, hope he gets better. But
they got a solid backup, don't they?
Oh, my God. Mason Rudolph is awful. He's not fit
to even be a backup.
No. No.
Get and I don't understand why that should be an easy solution. Okay. They should have had fucking Cam Newton.
They should have. But in all seriousness, I am a... my fantasy football player, my team has Najee Harris on there, who's an excellent running back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's first and goal on the 5-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Tomlin elects, instead of giving it to your star running back, just to plow it down their fucking throats. He ended up having over 100 yards rushing. And this is late in the game. Field goal ties, a touchdown. Gives you the lead.
Mm-hmm.
He elected to have Mason Rudolph throw it all three times.
Mm-hmm.
All three fucking times.
Yeah.
And then later in the game, I don't remember the announcers, but they specifically said, you know, I talked to Mike Tomlin, you know, he basically said he's going to swallow his pride and not really care about what the defense gives him. They said that they wanted to run the ball more often after he just did the stupid shit that he did down at the fucking goal line.
Right. I actually saw the press conference with Mike Tomlin after this.
I did not. I didn't want to talk to him.
And
I want to look at him.
He said, and I quote, "Fuck Scotty and his fantasy team. I hope they lose every game. I was willing to sacrifice a victory just to make sure to fuck him over.
As long as we tied."
Yeah.
Fucker. Those rat bastards. Okay. Next one. Fred, you can go with us on this one.
I'll try.
All right.
Come along on the journey, Fred.
Yeah.
Where are we going?
Official crews, all of them are extremely inconsistent this year.
Yeah.
All across the board.
Yep.
And I have one, just on this week. I mean, we talked about last week, Justin Fields getting pummeled twice, late hit, right?
Yep.
Them not throwing the flag, but Ben Roethlisberger got lightly tapped. He'd get a flag.
This week?
No, this was last week.
Okay.
This was last week. Now, this week, my example this week, this is whenever it's becoming a little fucking ridiculous. So I believe it was the Minnesota Vikings were trying, they were lining up to punt. Little did anybody know they had a fake punt on. That was a play call. Right?
I'm guessing most of the Vikings knew.
Yeah, all the Vikings knew.
Yeah.
And the coach knew.
So somebody knew.
But nobody else did.
Right. Okay.
Anyways, so they go to hike the ball. The ball is hiked back and the play is getting ready to start.
Mm-hmm.
The play is then called dead mid-play.
Okay.
Do you want to know why?
Go ahead and tell me.
Because an official was out of fucking position.
Well, you got to give him time to get in position.
Fuck off.
They're the most important guys on the field.
No.
Sure they are.
They're
taking center stage.
I'm starting to draw the line with these bastards because this is getting fucking ridiculous.
And I'm sure that they're really fucking heeding your warning.
Well, I mean, you're Carolina Panthers fucking did. Maybe the referees will. Get to your fucking spot, Jack.
I agree.
Come on. Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think, Fred?
You know, yesterday was the most football I've watched all season, and I don't remember any flags because I wasn't paying attention. So,
oh, okay,
I'll take your word for it.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for your.
Hey, that's what I'm here for.
But it's true insight. It's excellent insight.
Okay,
but now we get to move on to.
I was going
to
say I can address this in the next segment.
Yeah, we're going to get there in a second. That's my crescendo of real shit or horseshit. But anyways. Real shit or horseshit, a couple of football things where we think they're either real or not real. Hence the name. You'll figure it out. First one, Baker Mayfield isn't Cleveland's long-term answer.
He certainly wasn't on Sunday.
But do you think on long-term that he is a franchise quarterback?
I don't know. I mean, he had a bad game. He's had a few bad games. No, I don't think he's a great quarterback. I don't think they're a team that's necessarily... I think they're more a defensive foundation team anyway.
Okay.
They did go out and spend a bunch of money to get him some fucking weapons, and he wouldn't utilize them or couldn't utilize them. I blame the receivers just as much as I blame him. But to be honest with you, I couldn't give a fuck about Cleveland and what they do. I haven't given this 1 second a thought.
Come on. Give him a little
bit. I think
bit,
if they have an opportunity to draft a good high profile quarterback, they should do it, take advantage of that, and let him sit behind Mayfield for a year.
Yeah, but you know fun fact?
I don't.
You don't?
Nope.
I won't tell it to you anyway. What do you think the record of the Cleveland Browns drafting quarterbacks in the draft? What do you think that looks like?
Oh, they got a real strong record. I know that.
It's pretty bad, man.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad, but I do. I really think this is horseshit.
Really? You think Brady Quinn was a bad pickup?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. You think Tim Couch was a bad pickup?
Yeah, a little bit.
Huh.
Yeah, a little bit. This is real shit. I don't think Baker Mayfield is the franchise quarterback, but I think Jeremy's right. He had a bad game. I don't think this is the guy that's going to take you to a Super Bowl. Obviously, he's taking you to the playoffs. He's getting you somewhere. I think this is what makes your team better long-term. I just don't think he's your Super Bowl quarterback. That's what I'm going to say.
Try and pick up Mason Rudolph.
Mason Rudolph's going to be out on the trading block probably before the end of the season. They may jump up. Well, I guess
I don't think. I think he's just going to be released.
Yeah, he's going to be released. Just pick him up on waivers. It's not
that might be come next week.
It could be. But anyways, moving on. Next one. Real shit or horse shit, Cam Newton will lead the Carolina Panthers to the playoffs this year.
Horse shit. What's his name? Christian McCaffrey might. Because that's really the star of that offense.
Okay.
Cam Newton might be taking the snaps, but he's not going to lead them anywhere. And I think he fucking caves in come next week. Okay. I don't even know who they're playing.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
He's not a good quarterback anymore.
I'm going to say this is real shit. I'm going to say thank you, Carolina Panthers, for taking my advice. I know you look up to me as an analyst. I think it's...
Shouldn't they be thanking you?
They should. There they are. They're right there.
What the...
Yeah. And I appreciate you for listening to our show. We really do appreciate that. But no, I think Cam Newton does have something to do with it.
What is their record right now? All right.
No, I'm just kidding. I'll look it up. But in all seriousness, they're still in playoff contention. The one thing that Cam Newton does that a lot of people don't like is that he ends up taking goal line touchdowns away from Christian McCaffrey. That's what he does. He gets within the five. There's going to be a Cam sneak.
That depends on who you're asking. If you're asking fantasy football players, then yeah. But if you ask the coach, he doesn't give a fuck who scores the touchdown as long as they get touchdowns.
No, I get that. But what I'm more or less saying is that they're 5-5 right now. Still in contention.
Yeah.
Still in contention.
Yeah.
I think it's better to have Cam Newton back there than Sam Darnold, and I think it's better to have Cam Newton back there than any other option that they have.
Okay.
So go get him. Do your deal. How about you, Fred? What do you think?
You know, I'm just impressed that they're 5-5.
Yeah. Awesome.
Four of those wins came from Sam Darnold.
In the beginning of the season with Christian McCaffrey. Next one. After a win in Las Vegas, the Chiefs are back to being the old Chiefs.
I'm going to go ahead and reserve judgment on this.
Oh, no, you can't. You make the prediction, Jeremy.
Oh, it's bullshit then.
Okay, horseshit.
Horseshit, whatever.
This is your segment. You made it.
I mean, I'm very grateful that they had a great game. It was very nice to actually watch and not have to be pissed off the whole time. It's nice to see Mahomes had, 406 yards and 5 touchdown passes. But as I had said a couple of weeks ago, with John Gruden resigning and then Ruggs killing a guy, this is a very dysfunctional, unfocused Raiders team. Yeah. So beating the piss out of them, and they didn't make the switches that a lot of teams have made in order to cover those high-speed receivers and
didn't they have another guy, threaten some other people with a gun or something like
Probably they're the fucking Raiders. They're fucking thugs.
So apparently moving them from Oakland to Las Vegas doesn't make any fucking difference.
No. Okay. They're still the Raiders.
Okay. All right. Just making sure.
As long as they have that fucking creepy burn victim looking owner.
Yeah. With a great haircut.
Did he get burned up in a fire?
He had to have. Nobody would look that way on purpose, would
he hires somebody to give him that haircut.
Oh, yeah. He does.
God damn it. What the fuck? Have you seen this guy, Fred?
Not a clue, no.
Oh, you should see this guy.
You can pull him up if you want to.
Tell me his name again, and I'll do it.
Las Vegas Raiders owner.
Yeah. God damn it. Why can't I think of his fucking name right now?
Because he's that ugly. He makes you, try to get him out of your head.
He's the son of the original owner.
Yeah.
Mark Davis?
Yep. That's what Al Davis was his dad.
You can't remember Mark Davis?
Yeah. Pull up a photo of him and just show it up close.
I think I'm going to cut my hair like that.
Dude, that is a literal bowl cut.
That is a literal. It's a bullet, even. He's growing the bullet out.
Yeah. Looks good, man.
That's a face that not even a mother could love.
You know what? That guy pays for pussy. He has
probably.
To.
He might be gay. He might pay for cock.
Could,
I don't know.
He could. He'd have to pay for cock, too.
Yeah. Let's move along.
All right. Last one. Real shit or horse shit. Officials should start being fined if a bad call changes the outcome of the game.
I'm going to go with horse shit, and I'll tell you why. One, they don't get paid enough to be fined. Number two, I feel a little bit sorry for the referees. The NFL Rules Committee, which is made up of the owners who want to protect their investments, are now asking referees to enforce a bunch of fucking stupid ticky-tack rules that with no real clear definitions to them.
Yeah.
And, you know, it used to be Tom Brady actually said this here a while back about, you know, a hard hit on a defenseless receiver, vicious hit on a defenseless receiver.
Yeah.
That used to be the quarterback's fault. That meant that you led your fucking receiver into a dangerous position.
Mm.
And so your guy got punished for the quarterback's mistake. Now they're punishing the defender for the quarterback's mistake.
Yeah.
And that's bullshit. And what is or is not considered a vicious hit on a defenseless receiver or whatever. I mean, or, you know, roughing the passer or whatever. And now that they're paying quarterbacks $40, $50 million a year, the last thing that these fucking owners want is for them to get hurt from a hard hit. They might as well just make it two-hand touch.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
And I mean, they're in a real rough spot. But at the same time, they also need to understand that they're not the center of the fucking attention on the game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yes, there's going to be holding on every play.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to call it on every fucking play. I mean, you learn when to let shit go. Yes, they do need to fucking straighten some of that shit out, but I don't really put the blame on the refs necessarily.
Believe it or not, Jeremy, this is some real shit.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. This is horse shit. I agree with you that they don't get paid enough, or they don't get paid a lot. I am totally down for being suspended I think if you've got a referee with multiple allegations from teams and it's blatantly obvious that they're affecting either the speed of the game, the movement of the game, or the outcome of the game, then yes.
Oh, yeah. If you show yourself to be incompetent, then yes, you should be removed. There's college referees that would love to take your spot.
Absolutely. I do think that there are starting to be officials that are forgetting that people are here to watch people play football.
And it's a contact sport.
And it is and it's a man's sport. It's a contact sport. It's gonna hurt from time to time, and this is a very physical sport.
But I think it's one of those situations where the owners have said, protect our players.
And I don't give a fuck. The rules are the rules. They have to follow me and enforce them, but I wish they would enforce them more consistently. Right, but
the owners make those rules.
I understand that. But at the same time, they're out there trying to do their job to the best of their abilities. How many times have we said that it was a complete pass when they saw it in real time and said it was incomplete and they were right? Mm-hmm. There's a reason why coaches aren't challenging every single fucking play. It's because they know what they're doing for the most part, and yes, they get some wrong. Even though I'm extremely pissed off that the officials are unfortunately not in the right spot and eliminating a great opportunity for a team to do a fake punt and possibly make it, which it looked like they were going to, I don't think they need to be fined. I think that there needs to be, I guess, I don't necessarily want to go disciplinary action, but the examples that I have, obviously the fake punt, Fields just not getting a call for roughing the passer, and then this Marsh taunting bullshit, which I'm just absolutely, I can't believe this, but I think that it needs to be altered. We need to figure out what's best for the fans, not necessarily what's best for the owners. Yes, we need to protect our players, and they have equipment that's being improved to help do that. But football, you're going to get injuries no matter what. It's just going to happen. And anymore, the season-ending injuries are actually non-contact injuries most of the time. So,
I think the owners, too, spent so many years covering up a lot of the evidence of the CTE and shit.
Yeah.
Now they have to overcompensate.
Correct.
For the bullshit that they were pulling in the past.
And I agree with that. But no, I do not believe they should be fined. But if they do it enough to where they become a problem, then that's when they lose their job.
Yes. Yes. So, fired, not fined.
Fired, not fined. Okay. Well, guys, that is our sports part of this week's episode. Now we get to move on to the fun where Fred can fucking participate.
I'm back, bitches.
Yeah. God.
Whether that's a good thing or not, I'm here.
Yeah, everybody's clapping.
I just have two fans.
That's here. Two fans there. Okay, now we get to move on to overrated or underrated. This is where we take random items and let you know whether or not we think they're, well, overrated or underrated. So we're going to start with the very first one. First, overrated or underrated chips and queso.
Underrated.
Okay. Underrated.
Dude, I could so fucking eat chips and queso.
Underrated.
All day long.
Okay.
The only problem that I have with chips and queso is that they need to come up with a way to better insulate the cheese so that it doesn't like congeal and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Stays warm.
Yep. Because you can only get so much on a chip without making a complete fucking mess of dribbled cheese everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm with you. I'm with you on this, Jeremy. I'm going to go, it's also underrated. And I am 100% with you on this whole idea of getting that fucking like little candle warmer thing.
Uh-huh. Little crock pot or something.
Yeah, just put it right there. Keep that cheese nice hot.
I think they ought to do like in catering things, those little oil candle things that they light underneath them.
No, just get the candle thing.
I think my idea is way better.
No,
your idea.
No, it's less energy efficient. So I'm going to go underrated. How about you, Fred?
I mean, whenever you put cheese on anything.
Yeah, that's good.
So, underrated.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's chips. I don't care if I run out of chips. I'm still going to lick the rest of the cheese off my finger.
Yeah, cheese on your fingers.
Don't care.
Yeah, just as good, kind of, sort of. So, yeah, clean sweep on that one, boys. Next one, overrated or underrated, the 1990s American Gladiators. You know.
Underrated. Underrated. Any time that you can see a regular sized guy getting fucking just pelted, smashed by ball. A fucking bodybuilder, it's one of the best things in the world. The only thing I did not care for that show about, for that show,
don't you do
was,
it?
What?
Don't you do it?
The tennis ball cannon.
You fucking asshole. Don't. No. No.
Why?
No. The tennis ball gun? I can't remember what the fuck it was called.
Cannon. Tennis ball cannon.
Whatever. You didn't like that event?
No, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because you've got... Why do you need some fucking muscle-bound dude to do that? Have him throw tennis rackets at people. Have him stand 20 yards away and fucking launch croquet balls at him.
Dodge this.
Yeah. If you can dodge a tennis racket, you can dodge a tennis ball.
Croquet balls, or as Scotty calls them, his anal beads.
That's gross.
It sure is. Why? I don't know why you do it.
It's underrated as hell. American Gladiators was the best show whenever I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember that fucking
Flash.
I can't. Nitro.
Nitro. Yeah.
Ice.
They sound like stripper names. Yeah,
can I say they're like better stripper names?
Yeah.
They're like the cooler stripper names.
There was a distinct difference between the male contestants and male gladiators as compared to the women.
Oh, yeah.
And the women gladiators. I mean, the male gladiators were twice the size of the competitors. Huge.
I mean, the roids that these guys, the gladiators were using were like top tier shit. And these scrawny little fuckers were coming in trying to, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Beat them up.
I saw the show, Scotty.
Yeah. Dunking soccer balls and shit.
That's how I set up my living room.
Yeah. It's underrated.
Okay.
Brett?
Yep.
Yeah, you know, of course it is underrated, but I part of me wants to say overrated simply because I was right in the, I didn't get to catch many episodes. So I want to bring it back.
They did.
They tried.
I know.
Hulk Hogan hosted it, didn't he?
Yeah.
They just, it wasn't the same.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
So.
No, it needed to be cheap and under budgeted, and that's what made it great, that you really had to rely on the fucking gladiators to manhandle these pricks. It looked like
they were in the world of Tron.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. All right. Next one, overrated or underrated, going to the DMV.
What the fuck?
Well, as a semi-professional people watcher,
mm-hmm.
this is underrated.
What?
You'll never see more stupid shit, more... I can't even think of any of the fucking words. How exciting it is to sit there and just watch the idiots.
For 5 hours?
For 5 hours. What do you mean I need to bring in more proof of ID?
Yeah?
Yes, sir, your library card won't get it.
Yeah. What do you mean I have to read letters to be able to drive?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
No.
Can I see my picture first?
Yeah, no. No.
You can't smile.
Yeah. No, because when a police officer pulls you over, you're not going to be smiling, are you? No.
You mean...
This is overrated as hell. I don't care what kind of crazy people you can see at the DMV. Immediately when you walk into that place, it is pure and total hatred that comes into my eyes. I don't want to be there. I mean, they have like fucking blood-sucking pieces of shit behind the glass. They're never nice. They're never polite. They're always rude as shit.
I bet they start off nice. And they've just been beaten down and whittled down by assholes.
They're like that meme of like Kyle on his first day and then Kyle 3 months later. I mean, that could be.
I think they learn pretty quickly. If you're nice to these people, they will fucking devour you. So you've got to be abrasive right off the bat.
I don't know. I think when you have all the power already behind that glass and you pretty much can tell them what the fuck to do, I always try to be as nice as I possibly can. I know as being as...
And
as,
people walk all over you. When was the last time anybody said anything nice to you?
All the time.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
They're being condescending, Scotty.
No, I have all kinds of friends outside of this show. Fred's my friend. He's my brother. He has to be my friend.
I have to be. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get no choice.
By marriage.
Oh, you don't know how brothers work.
Yeah. We fought when we were kids, but now we're friends.
Sure.
So, yeah.
So Fred says.
But yeah, overrated as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy, go ahead.
Okay. I know we don't get political on this show.
No, we don't.
But I'm going to just a little bit. Just a touch. And it's more just an observation. I'm not going to give my opinion on this one way or the other. But you know how a lot of people say that needing to show ID to vote is racist, especially against people of Hispanic heritage?
Here we go.
The last time I was at the DMV, I can't tell you how many members of the Hispanic community were there. But if I had to guess, all of them. They have more than enough access to IDs. I've seen it happen.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's it's just the something that I do not understand about the DMV. It's a necessary evil. We all have to do it. Do you need to take every member of your fucking family? That's, you know how I think people kill their time down there?
What?
They get on Facebook Marketplace and they shop for Bowflex. That's what's happening.
Bowflex, yep. $500 trucks.
Hey, I'm right up the street from you.
That's good shit.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Because I do live right up the street from a DMV.
Well, good for
and
you.
And I still hate going there.
Good for you.
It's not even inconvenient, and I hate it.
All right. We're going to skip over.
Smells nice.
We're going to skip over this. I'm going to make that my final one. Next one. Overrated or underrated? Stumbling and turning it into a funny dance. You know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we all know this. You ever thought there was one more step on a staircase?
Yeah.
That's my favorite one.
Funny
yeah.
dance.
Yeah.
That's a good one. When you step real fucking hard.
Yeah.
And then you act like you're just checking out the floorboards and like, this one's a little loose. Yeah, because you just fucking stomped it to death.
You're getting ready to face plant and you turn it into a somersault and you're just like, ta-da.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
No ta-da reference, really?
I've said it before on this show. I'll say it again. There's nothing funnier than watching people fall, like genuinely fall. Not people who fell like on purpose trying to make it look funny. I'm talking about when people actually fall because it is so ungraceful and it always looks painful. But my first response is always to laugh every fucking time.
I will never forget this. Thank you, Ridiculousness and Rob Dyrdek. But there was a video of this chick and she was probably up on the like tippy top of the bleachers and was dancing, fell off and looked like it had to hurt so bad. And yet she keeps on going and turns it into the splits and keeps on dancing, gets up and keeps on dancing. This is underrated as hell. People are crazy.
See, I don't want them to turn it into a funny dance.
Though. Oh, I do.
I want them to fall.
It was funny.
It makes me feel better about me.
You knew that. You knew she was hurting. So, yeah,
probably
underrated. How are you, Fred?
Same. Underrated. You know, even when the one white guy at every wedding that thinks he can dance,
me,
and then trips over his shoelaces or the bridesmaid's dress or anything,
yeah,
and then tries to make it into the robot.
That's always fun, too.
People get in a circle and start clapping for him.
he tries to do the fucking windmill.
Wedding falls are maybe some of the best, just because, I don't know if you knew this or not, but tuxedo shoes are not known for their tread.
That's right.
Correct.
They have no grip whatsoever. And it's always on a
shitty gym floor. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or slick tile, whatever. Yeah, it's a lot of fun watching that happen.
Absolutely. All right. Last one. Overrated or underrated, wielding a bare wrapping paper tube as a lightsaber.
Was this not the joy of every child, especially if you grew up at all poor?
Yeah.
I mean, this was toys.
Toys.
There's, it's underrated. But no, there's a comedian who talked about all the different shit. You sword fought, and then they were nunchucks. And then they turned into doot de doots.
Yep.
When you put it up. Doot de doot.
Yep.
Yeah.
I forgot about the nunchucks.
I forgot about the nunchucks.
Sometimes too. It was an extension for your remote control. It was the most versatile thing on the planet.
Yeah. And the best part is, this is totally underrated, by the way. The best part is that if you beat the shit out of your little brother, i.e., Clayton, beat the shit out of me with one. It doesn't really fucking hurt.
Well, then he didn't really beat the shit out of me, did he?
Well, I sure tried.
Give it another shot, Clay. See how good a friend you really are.
Well, what he ended up doing is he ended up like taping the very end of it and filling it with pennies and then hitting me with it.
That away. That away.
All my Christmas money.
Yeah, that was his.
Beat his ass.
That was a poor kid's piggy bank right there.
Every time my change jar fills out, I'm like, honey, get my sock. I'm going over to Scotty's.
Yeah. So, underrated for me. How about you, Fred?
Same, underrated. And you know what? What sucks nowadays is if you go buy Christmas wrapping paper today, that tube in there is shit. They're thinner. They're not like they were when we grew up.
Oh, you don't
still work, but
you don't have a wife who's Christmas crazy.
well, where's
you got to get some high end wrapping paper. You can't get it at Walmart. You got to go to Target. Dude. See.
Go Target. Target has it, huh?
Or the Hallmark store. Ooh. But yeah, this is not something that you grow out of, by the way.
Oh no.
No. If you see a wrapping paper tube, you have to pick it up and go.
Yeah, but you got to like do you look around and see if anybody's looking at you?
No, I don't even care.
I don't care.
Fuck, no. I would do that in a crowded room.
First thing that moves, dog, uh-huh. Cat, mom, grandma.
I knowing me, I'd be like Star Wars kid. Remember that guy? Star Wars kid.
Oh yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I've seen TikToks of him.
Yeah, so
he's fucking badass.
My wife would incidentally catch me doing that and put it on TikTok and my career would be over. Like it is now.
Yeah, you wouldn't want people thinking you're a fool.
No.
Scotty, silly. And stupid. And stinks. And he's a selfish lover.
That was a late one.
Yeah. Well, sorry.
You need to learn your shit over there.
My bad. I'm still learning what the buttons do. Okay, well, that was overrated or underrated. You guys can make some suggestions. We did have a fan suggestion that we may do next episode, so tune in for that. But if you do have any suggestions, I'm kind of keeping my eyes peeled on Instagram. You can follow us at Instagram at Laughing on the Sidelines. Send us a message. I do go through those. But that's kind of how I'm doing it because apparently you guys can see the Q&A link, but I can't. So that's kind of how that's working right now. Fuck you, TikTok. Okay, moving on to questions and preguntas. Again, same thing applies. If you guys have any suggestions for questions and preguntas, send it to us at Instagram at Laughing on the Sidelines. So first question, the wrong thing to say to a heartbroken friend.
Oh, I've been practicing this for a while because I know your wife's going to leave you very soon, Scotty. You know, something along the lines of, well, it gets even worse because your dick's tiny too.
Thanks, man.
Sure.
No good coming out of that one.
Yeah. Sorry. She did it with me too. So.
Ouch.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't want her. You don't want her.
Talking pegging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want her. You don't want her. How about you, Fred?
You know, I thought long and short about this one, and you know, at least your balls won't stink anymore.
Use the ball deodorant, man.
See?
Yeah.
Get rid of her, buy some ball deodorant.
That's right. That's right.
Because now he's like, fuck, my balls stink too?
No, yeah. Yeah, like Fred knows.
Yeah.
You can smell them from there.
Smell them.
All right, next one.
Maybe if I wouldn't have worn a fucking parka into your goddamn Dutch oven of a fucking basement. Jesus.
Sorry. I think the kids are learning their lesson right now.
Mm-hmm.
Next one.
Yeah.
Bad times to use the athletic butt slap.
Oh, I think during a house fire.
Yeah?
Just yeah. Yeah, those burns are third degree, but Walk it off.
Shake it off.
Put some butter on it.
Oh, man. Go ahead, Fred.
I was thinking on a playground.
No?
As an adult.
Oh! Yeah. Nice game of Red Rover. Good
job. Where's Johnny?
Oh, shit. I've got a couple. I said to your drill sergeant.
Okay.
Don't ever do that. And last one.
I won't.
No, don't. You'll never go to the army. They wouldn't take you.
Because I'm too good.
Or too fat. But the other one I had was mortuary.
Oh.
Yeah, no?
Hey, yeah. You had a good run.
You had a good run, bud.
On the corpse, pick him up out of the casket, just smack him on the ass. Okay.
Sorry, I like that one.
Jeremy's looking over here like, how the fuck do I take that away from him?
You don't. I don't have control.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Next question. If you could give the youth of America one piece of advice, what would it be? Mine's real.
Okay.
And I say it,
give it
all the fucking time. If jokes offend you, you're doing it wrong. Quit being offended by jokes. That's, in all seriousness, mine.
Okay.
Fred?
You know, this is a hard one because I couldn't decide if I want to be funny or not. And I know I'm not funny.
You're funny as hell.
Oh, shit.
No. See?
You're funny as hell.
There's a two for one here.
Uh-huh.
Just don't fucking do it.
Don't do it?
Yeah, don't do life. That's, fuck it.
Like, Nike's wrong?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean.
Those liars.
Don't do it.
Those liars. Don't listen to Nike.
Just yeah.
Just don't do it.
No, don't do life.
Oh, no, do life.
Yeah. The world's got enough people.
Exactly. We don't want you.
Oh, poor kids.
Because that was going to be my advice is very similar to Fred. Stop. I don't care what you're doing. Just fucking stop. You're doing it wrong.
Yep.
If you're driving, driving right now, just slam on the brakes.
If you okay,
don't do anyone, that, please.
Anyone, and I'm sure this is going to offend a lot of our listeners. Just understand this: if you are 25 or under, and this can't actually go much higher than that, but if for sure, if you are 25 and under, you are inherently stupid, and that is a fact. That is not my opinion. You are a fucking moron. And
I'll second that.
You don't know shit about life. So stop.
So does that mean
whatever you're doing, stop and get help.
So does that mean I'm good? I'm over 25.
No, Scotty, this does not.
I fit in that category.
You should be buying shit on Marketplace.
Oh,
that's where you belong.
Damn.
You're in that category.
Okay, fine. I think all of our listeners are smart people. I think all of the other people that don't listen to the show, you know, evolve in that category. Okay. Next one. Something a person does that is not a big deal, but proves that they are the bane of human existence. I'm going to say that again. Something a person does that is not that big of a deal, but proves that they are the bane of human existence.
Okay, I got a couple things.
I didn't see. I just thought of one that's probably bad. But let's hear from Jeremy.
Assuming you want mayonnaise.
I'll take some mayonnaise.
Fuck you people. Ask. Nothing ever. Don't just assume everybody likes mayonnaise, you dickhead. Number two, microwave fish at work.
Oh, yeah. That's some good. Yeah, that's 100% mm-hmm. correct. Mm-hmm. I went with people that don't say thank you after you hold the door for them.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck you. All right. I'm taking time out of my day to be nice to you. Least you could do, say thank you. Next time you don't say thank you, I'm going to smack the fucking door on your ass.
And while you may not want to, that does include the guy who makes you run 100 fucking yards. You still say thank you to that guy.
You sure do. 100%.
Fred? Even though he's doing it on purpose.
Awkward run.
Yeah. Yep. Where you have to mimic jogging.
Yep.
You haven't sped up at all, but... Yeah, some asshole has decided, and then you go use the other fucking door than what he's holding open.
I'm going to start doing that shit.
No, I'd be so pissed. What about you, Fred?
The first one I went with saves their belly button lint.
Ooh, gross. Because
is that a real thing?
There are people that do that.
Why?
Call in if you know.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, but I don't know.
591 roll.
People that still eat their boogers?
I mean, sometimes they taste good, though.
Oh, gross, bro.
When you work in a cereal factory and you sniff cereal dust, pick your boogers.
It's
Fruit Loops.
Oh, okay. Got it. All right.
Well, when's that going to be that I work in a cereal factory?
Coming up soon.
Good. I got my tour of duty coming up. I'm going to get drafted for that.
Yep. Fruity Pebbles coming your way, man.
When I worked at a pet store many years ago. Okay. There were some people who needed some help with buying some fish mm-hmm. and it was a whole family. And at the time I was in my relatively early 20s and their oldest daughter was probably 18. So, and she was kind of hot.
My favorite.
And kind of, you know, being the age that I was, it was not inappropriate yet for me to ogle at this girl.
Sure.
And she had no idea that I was looking right at her, and I just watched her put that finger up her nose.
Oh no.
Pull it out, look at it, and eat it.
Oh, yeah, kind of hot.
Kind of hot. Just went too fucking
I have
gross.
Never been more rock hard in my life.
I was going to say, was she good enough looking that you were still like, that's all right?
No.
She likes to put things in her mouth.
I had to hold myself back from calling her out on it. It was, I mean, she was standing right there in the middle of everybody. And just, if she would have just looked a little this way, she would have seen that I was looking right at her.
No.
But she was so focused on that bug.
Oh, that's awful.
And it's delicious gravy.
Mm. Oh, that's so gross.
Who else is hungry?
I'm fucking like dying over here. I'm like, this
since
is,
you talked about that cereal factory.
This is disgusting. Oh, Jesus. All right. Last question. That fucking Wizard of Oz question. Fucking Kansas. Next question is, Dorothy actually meant to say, there's no place like blank.
Isn't this easy enough? Delaware.
Nailed it right on the head, Jerry. Mm-hmm.
What would she want to come back to Kansas for?
Right.
Go to Delaware. Delaware, where Kansas is.
Where there's a bunch of tornadoes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Strip clubs.
Oh.
Ooh.
There's no place like that.
Except other strip clubs.
Well, I mean, just like strip clubs in general.
Okay.
Only place where chicks are willingly getting naked.
You haven't been to Skid Row.
Yeah.
Skid Row. That one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Park Avenue.
Obviously.
Leads right there.
Okay. How about you,
Fred? According to that song.
This is a tough one. I don't think I can top Delaware.
No, you can't.
No, you can't. No, you cannot.
I mean, do I even try?
I mean, you can.
Well, there's no place like Mom's Biscuits and Gravy.
Ooh.
It's not a place.
No.
But I want
more of a state of mind.
I want to fill a bathtub with biscuits and gravy and be in that place.
Okay. Okay.
But I'm not Dorothy. Damn.
You know, I want to be in that place.
I'll be Dorothy.
I just thought of another one.
Huh?
Bouncy houses.
With strippers.
You think Dorothy's going to say bouncy houses? Come on. They hadn't been invented yet.
She could invent them. She was actually the inventor.
I would like to think there's no place like Nam.
Oh. Leave it to Jeremy. Making us all uncomfortable.
Dorothy wants to kill Charlie.
That's awful. With her house.
She had that 40-yard stare.
That was what the house was supposed to be for. Mm-hmm. The tornado just missed. It just took out the witch. That was it. Damn it. You missed. You missed Charlie. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our questions and preguntas. Any suggestions that you have for either overrated or underrated or questions and preguntas, you can send us your message at Laughing on the Sidelines on Instagram. Do that. Surprisingly enough, I opened a Twitter account for us.
We already had one.
No.
Was that under the old unfiltered?
Yeah, okay. It was. The Twitter handle now, as I believe, is Laughing OT Sidelines Pod, I believe. No,
it was just OTS.
No, at Laughing OTS Pod, I believe, is what it is.
You cool with it if I don't ever go there?
Yeah, I mean, you can. You should, Jeremy. We're going to start putting...
I don't twat, so...
Don't twat? Why not?
Because it's stupid. I don't post on Facebook. I don't do nothing anymore.
Just
I have
post
basically,
on Marketplace.
I'm... If it wasn't for my cable, I'd be off the grid.
Believe it or not, you do all these things on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, a lot of strangers know my fucking address.
People. Well, that's
that one fucking guy three times.
That's
just
on
need
you.
The address, bro.
Yeah, it is. It's at Laughing OTS Pod is our Twitter handle. We're gonna start putting more stuff on Twitter because TikTok is pissing me off. So, yeah. But now we get to move on to, a lot of people's favorite part of every single episode. This is the Laughing on the Sidelines Draft. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is our Laughing on the Sidelines draft, last week, something that very rarely happened, and that was the guest won.
What's up?
He's won before.
I said it's rare.
Bullshit beef jerky and tacos.
Yeah. Which tacos are not a road trip snack.
They fucking are.
No, they're not.
You're not road tripping correctly.
Do you find them at Quick Trip?
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, you do.
Boom.
Bad brisket tacos.
God damn it. Never mind. That wasn't even what our draft. But that wasn't even what our draft was about anyways.
It was all about Mexican food, Scotty. Best road trip snacks.
Celebrity voices. Churros, are you fucking kidding burritos, me? How in the hell?
Taco salad.
That's what I had for lunch.
God.
Churros?
Apparently, taco salad. Apparently Morgan.
With churros on them?
I wish.
God, that'd be a good taco salad.
Apparently Morgan Freeman is a lot more popular than James Earl Jones, I guess.
I think people just don't like you.
No, that's known.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, that's known. That's affirmative.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. It's okay.
Many times you say it, I'm going to agree with you. Yeah.
They're just jealous. But anyways, so moving on, we get this week's draft because Fred won. He gets last pick because he's been on 2 weeks in a row. So he's no longer the guest anymore.
Nope.
He's
semi-professional.
That's right.
Oh, he's a guest.
Yeah, he's still a guest.
He's a returning guest.
Returning guest,
back to back.
Yeah. Jeremy got second, so there is that. And then I get first pick because I suck at life. But this week's draft is going to be our favorite 1990s movies.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
So I'm going to take my first pick. And my first pick is going to be Tommy Boy.
Okay.
Scratch that one off.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were going to go with another one. I might have to take it just so you can't have it. But
you might. Jeremy, go ahead.
There's really only one obvious choice, Rocky V. By far the best of the Rocky movies. The
absolutely.
One with Tommy Morrison.
Uh-huh.
It's the only one that I believe was subtitled. Go for it. God, that movie's awful.
It was awful. It's terrible.
No, I'm going to say... Fuck. Okay.
Fuck?
I was,
that was a movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck the movie. You remember that? God damn it. I just...
Yeah, this is going to be fun.
I just fucking thought of one, and I need to make sure it was 90s. I'm almost positive it was.
Well, you get... Oh, no, you don't get two in a row. I'm sorry.
No, I don't.
That's Fred.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and take my original choice.
Okay.
Pulp Fiction.
Ooh. Okay.
Oh, that's an all right one.
That's okay.
All right one. Yes.
Quentin Tarantino.
By far his best.
I don't care. I'm just not a fan. I like Pulp Fiction, but all of his other movies are the exact same.
The dialogue in Pulp Fiction is just amazing.
Yeah.
The rest of his movies, shit. Reservoir Dogs is okay.
Okay. How about you, Fred? You get two.
Two. I think I'm going to start off strong with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
The original.
The original.
Not the Secret of the Ooze?
No, not the Secret of the
Ooze. Not Turtles in Time?
All three of them are 90s.
Yes.
But... I'll just take the first one.
You should have taken Turtles in Time, man.
Yeah.
That's the best.
Yeah, you know, the real realistic one.
Yeah. That was
as if it's not, you know, unrealistic enough that giant turtles are ninjas.
And a giant rat.
They can also time travel.
Yes. Yeah,
for sure.
No, the rat we all get.
Oh, okay.
You ever seen the size of a rat? They're actually very big.
They are actually very fucking big.
All right, your second pick, man.
Oh, second, I think I'm going to go Boondock Saints.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that pick.
Was that a Tarantino?
It was not a Tarantino.
I don't think so.
I don't know who that was. They're coming out with a third one, though.
Ooh. They made a second?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Isn't it All Saints Day, if I remember?
All Saints Day?
Yeah. I like that one, too.
Huh.
It was pretty good. Same actors and everything.
Of course.
All right, Jeremy, pick your one that you had to look up and that you loved.
Troy Duffy was the director.
It's the one movie that I cannot not watch if I see it on. Tombstone.
Oh, damn.
Fred had to mark that one off his list.
That's a great one.
Oh, shit. All right, I get two. And I got to make sure because I'm gonna go with one of them, but I think that the one I'm thinking of may be 80s. God damn it.
Is it Rad?
No. I'm pretty sure.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Okay, we're good there. And then
gleaming the cube.
Shut the fuck up. Yes. Oh, yes. I'm going to take, I don't know which one to take first. No, I'm going to take that one first.
You got two, it don't matter.
I know, but I want one to come back to me because, yeah. I'm going to go with one of my favorite movies of all time, My Cousin Vinny.
Yeah, that's the one I was going to steal from you.
I would have been so pissed.
I don't think it'll win, though.
That's another one. Anytime it's on, I have to watch it.
I can
quote it to you, but I still have to watch it.
And, like, it's one of the only movies that, like, you get to the court scene at the very end, you got to watch the whole fucking way through.
Most of it takes place in the courtroom, Scotty.
No, the last day. The last day where they make the verdict. That's okay. It's such a good fucking movie. Anyway, but I took Tommy Boy earlier, and so to cap that off of the 90s, I'm going to go with Dumb and Dumber, baby.
That's an all right one.
Mm. It's my favorites.
Sure that's a good one.
So
second and third one, that one sucks, but.
Oh, man. Dumb and Dumber. Jesus Christ. That was bad. Jeremy, go ahead.
Something About Mary.
Ooh. Okay.
7 minute abs. That scene alone makes the movie worth it.
Bingo, man. Bingo. Huh? What did you say? The something about sitting on a something.
Yeah.
What did you say?
No, nobody works out in 6 minutes. Not even a hamster on a wheel, man. Seven. Seven's a lucky number here. Seven, you know, 7-Eleven and seven silly squirrels sitting on a branch, eating lots of sunflowers on my uncle's ranch. You know that old nursery rhyme from the sea? Step into my office.
Why?
Because you're fucking fired.
Oh, God. Yeah, just for that scene alone.
Two Harlan Williams movies right back to back.
Yeah. All right.
Dumb and Dumber and, yep. And yeah.
Something About Mary.
Whatever I picked.
Yeah. All right, Fred, you get two.
Two again?
Two again.
Oh, I think Sandlot's coming up.
Oh, no!
And I can't decide on these next two.
Oh, I hate you so much.
You're welcome. But I really think I'm going to go with Big Lebowski.
Ooh, okay. It's not my style. Dude.
That is the most overrated, underrated movie of all time. It is one of those things that
you hate.
Everybody tells you how underrated it is. I've probably been told that a million times, which makes it the most talked about, underrated, the most underrated movie that everybody fucking knows about.
Yeah.
But it is good.
Okay.
When he pulls the fucking gun on that guy at the bowling alley.
It's a league game!
Love it. I would have fucked you in the ass on Wednesday. I fuck you in the ass on Saturday.
All right. Jeremy?
Yeah.
Dare I say...
Is Air Bud still available?
Yes, it is.
Everybody.
All right, well, then I'm going to go with Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. You did not pick mine. And I am so thrilled because of it.
Sure.
I get my two that I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
If I would have thought of Sandlot, I would have picked Sandlot. You stole that one from me. But when it comes down to it, A Few Good Men.
Okay.
Let's shut the fuck up. A Few Good Men is one of the best movies of all time. That's one of my favorites. And then I'm going to end with a guilty pleasure that maybe you guys will disagree with me on, but I'm going to go with Cool Runnings.
That's a good one.
Cool Runnings.
Got to watch that one.
Sanka.
You dead?
Yeah, I'm on. Oh, you can pee now.
You can play the crickets again if you want.
All right.
Good one.
Yep. All right, Jeremy. Last pick.
Kingpin.
Okay.
Oh, goddamn. I love that movie.
Yep.
That is an amazing movie.
When he is shitting on that urinal. I fucking blurt laughed at that. You guys know I don't laugh at anything.
You
and
don't.
That fucking scene.
That's impressive.
Reading a fucking paper, sitting on a urinal, shitting.
Love it. God. Impressive.
What's his name?
I don't know.
Merle?
Oh, huh? Just Bill Murray with his hair all fucked up whenever he throws the final ball down. Yeah. Yeah, that was great.
What about the paternity suits? Oh, no, I pulled out way early on her.
All right, what's up, Fred? Last one, last pick.
Tough one, man. I got some good ones on the list here.
Okay.
And it's a real... It's a, man.
Mm-hmm.
I think...
I see one.
Which one?
I see one that I would... I like.
I know, I've got a lot on here.
Yeah.
But I can't decide. I think I've got to go with Friday.
Yeah, that's a good one, man.
Talking about the one where it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit
ain't
to
got
do.
Shit to do. Hey, Miss Davis.
Bye, Felicia. Later, Craig.
Later, Craig.
Mm-hmm. We still use that. We still say that all the time, back and forth to each other. But the one I kind of looked over after I made my last pick, I look over and I see The Fifth Element.
Yep. That one's up there.
That's a good movie.
I'm going to say you just picked by far the best and the worst Chris Tucker performances.
Yeah, right. On the same list.
I want to shoot Chris Tucker in The Fifth Element.
Why?
Oh, he does so fuck good. Because
he does such
he
a great
so
job.
Obnoxious.
I know.
Come on, show. Come on, show.
I mean, it's not even funny. It's just.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Like, Corbin, I got no lighter. I got no lighter. You got a lighter? You got matches, man. You got a matches?
I don't know how to light it.
Fucking light.
What's her name? Mia Jovovich or whatever?
The Lilu?
Yeah.
Lilu
yeah.
Dallas yeah. Multipass.
She's nice.
Lilu got Dallas no boobs, Multipass. But she's still hot.
She's not at all foreign, by the way.
She's not?
I don't think so.
No, I think you're right. I think she's American.
She was in like the, was it Resident Evil movies?
Yes.
Or, yeah.
Yes, you're right. Yes, she is.
She's those hot. Weren't in the 90s, though. We can't talk about those.
Yeah. And what about, here's a classic, Starship Troopers.
Yep, I had that one. Operation Dino Drop.
I was fucked.
Home Alone.
Home Alone's a good one.
Boogie Nights.
No.
Boogie
Operation Nights. Dumbo Drop is way underrated.
Oh, I love that movie.
Underrated as hell. You saw Operation Dumbo Drop, right?
You talking to me or Jeremy?
Jeremy.
He loves it too.
I don't think I've ever been this disgusted with a human being. I'm going to be honest with you. That movie is shit.
What?
Boom. It's like somebody took a plate made of shit, scooped out a big scoop of shit, put it on there, and covered in shit gravy.
Was it?
Oh, Danny Glover was
in
it.
Yeah, I know who's in it. That doesn't make it good.
Who's the whip guy?
Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones. That's probably 90s.
Yeah,
the third one.
Yeah, I don't think the first two.
The fourth one's by far the best.
Yeah, believe me, if you want to take Crystal Skull, by all means, you go ahead and take. I thought it was making the 2000s, but
that was 2010.
Got money for it.
They're making another one.
Yes. They couldn't leave it on that piece of shit.
Yeah. Another one on my list I saw I crossed out on accident, then I'll quit. It was Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah, Shawshank was up there. That, Forrest Gump was the other one that I was going to get serious about.
My good friend Andy Dufresne.
Yeah. Oh, that was good. Yeah. Good for you, buddy.
That's the only line I do of his.
That's the only one I can make an impersonation.
Oh, Andy.
That's so good.
That was good.
My pleasure.
Yeah. All right.
I do probably close to 1,000 impressions. I just do them poorly.
Yeah.
You want to hear my George Bush? Hey, I'm George Bush. See, I do that.
I can only do one.
What do you got?
Hot dog. That's all I got. Can't do accents.
Nailed it. Oh, shit. All right, guys. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was our draft. You can check out Facebook.com and vote for your favorite list out of all of our 90s movies. These are our favorite 90s movies, not the best. But you vote by clicking on the corresponding emoji, and whoever wins gets last pick next week but gets the championship pick. So that's all they get. They don't get a nice belt like this one right here. But now we get to move on to my favorite part of every single episode. This is what we like to call the laughing on the sideline shitty situation of the week. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is the laughing on the sideline shitty situation of the week, brought to you by Fanger Bang Beer and Legos.
That's right, Scotty. I'm going to tell you a little story about a man named Robert Bud Dwyer.
Okay.
He, in the 60s and 70s, served as a state senator for the state of Pennsylvania and went on to become the 30th state treasurer of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania from 1981 to 1987. In 1984, Dennis Schatzman, the man with the least sexy last name in the world, who was the deputy controller of the city of Pittsburgh, noticed some financial discrepancies and launched an investigation which uncovered that Mr. Dwyer here had been basically accepting bribes to award big contracts to companies who didn't necessarily deserve them. It resulted in an indictment by a federal grand jury in 1986 and a 12-year sentence. It was a delayed sentence. He was to serve it 1 year after the conviction. On January 22nd of 1987, Dwyer called a press conference to basically address these, where all kinds of TV and newspapers, and it went out on live TV, were there. And rather than address the issues, he basically said that he had been framed, then pulled out a 357 Magnum and blew his fucking brains out.
Oh, my God. On
live television. Wow. And now your child can recreate the magic of that moment using nothing but some imagination and Legos. Legos. Don't run for office.
Okay. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this week's shitty situation is, would you rather be married to a woman who, well, be married to a spouse that continuously likes to pick their boogers and eat them,
mm-hmm.
or work with a coworker every single day who loves to microwave fish?
Do okay. I have to pick?
Yeah. That's what makes this so shitty.
So shitty.
That's why we call it what we call it. You know.
Can I go?
Go.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the fish.
Thinking. What?
I'm going with the fish. The microwave fish. And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
As a person who's not qualified to do a lot of things, I'm going to have a shitty job no matter what. This is just going to be one more fucking thing on top of it. I don't have to kiss that guy. I'm assuming we didn't learn she was a compulsive booger eater until after the wedding.
Yeah.
Is how this probably works, because I'm guessing you wouldn't have proposed. However, how great would that be? Do like a public proposal, get down on one knee while she eats a booger in front of everybody. Like up on the Jumbotron. She just can't help it. But no, I don't think that I could be sexually attracted to a woman who ate her boogers, which seems more important to me than dealing with fish.
Yeah. I'm going to go with you too, Jeremy. I'm going to say you're exactly right. I'm going with the fish. That, like, seriously, I'm one of those people, like, I was EMT certified. I legitimately went through every single step of the way as far as, like, I was everything as bit as getting paid to do EMT job. I have the weakest fucking stomach when it comes to shit like that. Shit, puke, boogers, blah. Like, oh, God, I hope we don't have kids, because if I do, this is going to be a rough fucking go. I'm taking the fish. Yuck.
Well, I'm going to get my wife a job at the goddamn cereal factory. And I guess I'm going to enjoy them boogers. And
yep. You're going to have to.
Better than,
oh, man,
dank roasted fish.
Oh, no.
3-day-old tuna.
Yeah, but it's still, oh, no. I could take the smell, I think. Eventually, you get used to bad smells. Isn't that right, Jeremy?
No.
No. Oh. No. I smell those wrists every week, Scotty.
Well, fine. Isn't that the way it is, though? Like, after you get married, like, you guys date for a really long period of time, and you guys are always just, like, really polite and, you know, always want to be attractive when you're around your significant person that you're dating. And it turns out, like, once it's, like, you got the band on her, it's all of a sudden she's farting everywhere, shitting with the door open, and all kinds of stuff like that.
I do not know why we bother you know, accepting people for who they are when we first start dating them. That is not who they are. I'm not who I appear to be, and she's certainly not who she appears to be. We're putting on an act.
Yeah. So are we, though. We scratch our balls.
I said
a lot.
We.
I know. Like guys do it too.
Like all of us is all. I consider everybody my brothers and sisters.
I do too, man. I do too.
But you. Everybody but you.
I'm extended cousin twice half removed.
No, you're not that close. Okay. You are literally the hobo that I would kick on my way out to the dumpster.
Nice. Nice.
To throw away that microwave fish.
Well, all right. Well, you guys.
Whoa. Got, look at this play.
Yeah, I know. It's pass interference, so it doesn't matter. But what hell of a catch. He caught it. He caught it with his balls. He did. He's caught it at manscaped.com.
That is the first scrotum catch I think I've ever seen.
Great. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is today's episode. We sincerely do appreciate you listening to the full episode. We really do. If you know some people that just like our TikToks and haven't listened to a full show, encourage them, please, because all of the really dirty jokes that we can't put on TikTok are always on the YouTube episodes, and they don't give a shit. So, we really like it on here. But guys, as always, keep doing us that favor. Share our TikToks, comment. Apparently, that's what helps them spread even further. So the more you comment, the more you share, the more you like, helps them go out further. And we sincerely appreciate those of you guys that are tagging us in channels that are using our sound illegally, which really sucks. But that's going to happen. Unfortunately, we're at the point now where we say funny stuff and people take it and use it as their own, which is wrong. And the more that you comment and tag us in those videos, the bigger they get. So at this point, we give up. We still think it's wrong, but whatever. But as always, guys, if you like us, do us a favor and tell your friends. But if you don't like us,
I hope Scotty takes you off grid and forces you to watch a puppet show of Operation Dumbo Drop.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
If you don't like us,
tell your enemies.
And until next time,
give your breath long-lasting freshness with Big Red.
What's the line? Until next time.
Keep laughing, assholes.
We'll see y'all later. Take care.